Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening and welcome aboard another edition. It is Sports Overnight America across the country, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and check out our app at Sports Overnight America on Google Play and the Apple Store, and we worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. All right, here we go, a Tuesday into a Wednesday on the overnight. Jen and Jeff alternating hours throughout the night, capturing the essence of the world of sports, right? Here we get it going. Tyler Levine will join us. We'll also get Mike Griffith in here to put a bow on the just completed 2024-2025 college football season. The anointment of the best team came on the field last night at Atlanta, the Ohio State Buckeyes. And where do they fit historically in terms of college football? We shall see. The one theme you cannot avoid in discussing Ohio State this year was the fact that this is a team that and a fan base that wanted the head coach and his newly minted offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly. They wanted Ryan Day and Chip Kelly on the first train, the first caboose out of Columbus, get rid of them. And how did they respond? They responded with a national championship. And a lot of people thought that was the only response he could have to save his job, which I think was some hyperbole. However, we'll give you some historical perspective. We'll recap it. Notre Dame, to me, was a great team in many respects, but clearly some flaws. And look, at every team's got them. It's how well you can cover them up. But listen, 31-7, it was almost tune-out time for me. I'll give Notre Dame some credit, showing a little moxie, coming back, making it a one-score game. Didn't like the field goal attempt. I thought that was dumb. What was it going to do? You're down 31-15. You're going to make it 31-18. It made no sense to me at all. Zero sense at all for them to kick that field goal. And Jeter missed it anyways. He clanked it and doinked it. And so it was just another weird situation. Freeman is a coach. Excellent. You know, he's got Ohio State pedigree. And they let us know that last night on ESPN and ABC, right? So there you go. College football. We're going to recap it with Mike Griffin. We look forward to it. RocketMortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage. And by Geico Insurance. Get more with Geico at Geico Insurance. I'm Marty Terrell. Tyler Levine warming up in the bullpen. We've tapped the arm. We're bringing him in. Dominic Jimenez along the way as well. We're coming right back.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
a new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Yeah. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Tuesday into a Wednesday, overnight across the country, iHeart, tune in, and around the globe on American Forces. Stream it on the app. Get it at sportsbyline.com as well. Simple Radio is a nice little outlet, too. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, let's not waste any time. His time is valuable. We love his insights, and he joins myself and Tyler Levine. He's Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Game decided, national title decided in his backyard at Mercedes-Benz. In the mother city of the South. Michael, welcome aboard. Marty and Tyler, how are you?
Doing great, guys. A little bit of snow down here we're not used to. Believe it or not, snow on the Gulf of Mexico. What, wait, is it the Gulf of America now, I guess? They're getting snow down there in Alabama and Florida. Right.
Alabama, Louisiana, Florida, crazy. Unbelievable. Well, Mike, let's put a bow on it from, you know, from your perspective. Ohio State, a lot of people thought Ryan Day had to run the table to save his job, which sounds crazy. But where do you put this one, not only in the here and now, but, you know, perspective against all others, this Ohio State team 2024-2025? Let me hear, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, how many other Ohio State teams that lost to Michigan might have won a national title if there was a 12-team play? I think everybody wants to have three chances after watching the Buckeyes last night, but really, they were the best team in the playoff. We said that from the onset, this mad version of Ohio State. You know, they were upset as a 3-touchdown favorite by Michigan, and it was enough to pull a lot of those transfer portal guys together and really give them an edge, and we really got to see the best of Ohio State and what a $20 million NIL salary could do when they joined forces and play as one. Now, that said, I was very inspired and impressed by Notre Dame's opening drive. That, to me, was one of the more memorable takeaways. I know they lost the game, but, you know, Riley Leonard, I thought, played incredibly well. He threw the ball well. He threw for over 255 yards, 2 touchdowns. No interceptions. Obviously, the way he ran the ball in that opening drive was inspiring and gave the Irish what they needed to have a chance. They needed to score early. They needed to move that Ohio State line. They did that. The problem was there was no stopping the Buckeyes on offense for the majority of the night.
Mike, Tyler Levine here. Where did Notre Dame go wrong? Because I felt the same way. At that first drive, I thought to myself, wow, this is actually going to be a game. Then the second quarter rolls around, Ohio State throws up 21, and you know, you think to yourself very quickly, oh man, this can get ugly. Where did Notre Dame go wrong, in your opinion? Or is it just that Ohio State was that much better?
Yeah, Ohio State was that much better. I mean, you look at the talent on the rosters, and we knew going in that Notre Dame didn't have much, if any, margin for error. And they play a really tight defense, and Ohio State has the most explosive and talented wide receiving core in the nation. So we knew that scheme was going to have a hard time. I'll tell you, the changeup was with Quinshon Judkins. I mean, you had a former SEC rushing champion back there that went for 100 yards. I mean, you look closely at that box score, they have about the same amount of first downs. The Irish were effective on fourth downs over 50%. the difference in the game was that Ohio State could be balanced and run the ball as well as throw it. And, you know, other than Riley Leonard, it was very difficult for the Irish to run the ball. So they found themselves behind the chains and difficult down and distance situations. Meanwhile, Will Howard is, you know, with a championship game record. I think he completed his first 13 passes. Ohio State executed really well. And good coverage. It wasn't, you know, I think once or twice, you know, guys might have gotten wide open. For the most part, though, the Irish were right there. That was a really good game. I mean, Ohio State charges out. They're up 31-27. But give Notre Dame credit. They came back and made that a one-score game. And that said a lot about their coaching staff and their players. So I think there was a little something for everyone in terms of Notre Dame can be proud at how competitive they were. Ohio State can be proud that they made the most of their third chance this year after losing to Oregon and losing to Michigan and, you know, finishing whatever it was, third or fourth in the Big Ten. They were able to pull it together and have an impressive march through the playoff.
Mike Griffin joining us, Atlanta Constitution Journal. I want to take us a little bit down the road of the hierarchy at Ohio State. You know, the hiring of Day, Chip Kelly, these are two New Hampshire guys, Dover, New Hampshire. I mean, we're talking about a woodlogging community on the border of Maine. I mean, these guys, I mean, you talk about fish out of water, but yet, you know, they got the job done. You know, we know so much about the Georgia mystique, the Alabama mystique, the Notre Dame mystique, the Southern Cal. Ohio State's always struck me as kind of this oddball, but yet a blue blood through and through. Mike, give us your perception or your reality when it comes to Ohio State and their whole approach, the way they do things football-wise. Let me hear.
Well, I mean, it's a dynamic university. It's humongous. And as the city of Columbus has grown, the school has grown as well. They have a lot of resources. Obviously, they're very rich in NIL money. Because they're in a large metropolitan city, they have access to plenty of corporate sponsors and, you know, well-heeled donors. You know, Ohio State, Michigan rivalry dominates the Big Ten. I don't think Ohio State's helped itself. You know, they've only played Notre Dame, what, 9 times in all these years, and yet they're so close to one another. Ohio State has had a very difficult time with SEC schools. I think they might be 3-13 against the SEC all time. That's hurt their image. This is one of those super talented programs. You've kind of wondered, why couldn't they get over the hump? Hey, and I'll talk closer to home. Maybe they're the Atlanta Braves of college football. How many of those Braves teams were the best team in baseball and couldn't win the World Series? Maybe we'll equate that. Just so you don't think I'm being biased here, Marty.
Yeah, good stuff. That's good. Tyler, take it away. That's good. The analogy with the Braves is spot on. Oh, my God. Runner-up. But go ahead, Tyler. Take it away.
Totally agree. And I wanted to ask about, I think, probably the one decision in this game that stood out more than anything else, the Marcus Freeman decision to kick the field goal. Because in hindsight, and obviously everything's easier to say in hindsight, he was doing it to make it, what, a 13-point game, figured it's easier to get 13 and 16 instead of going for two twice. They missed the field goal. If they go for it on fourth, get the touchdown, I mean, they made it a one-score game. And theoretically speaking, it could have been a tie game. What are your thoughts on that? And then also, I guess, the second decision in there as well, throwing man coverage against Smith on the third down where you could force a punt. Your thoughts on that decision?
Well, it's really hard to second-guess Marcus Freeman. I thought he had an incredible run through the playoff. You know, I watched Notre Dame outcoach the Georgia staff. That's something I can say I've counted on one hand over the last 8 years. So it really hard to second-guess. You know, that kicker had been hot. He'd done an incredible job. I'm not sure of the streak, but I want to say he'd made, what, 6 or 7 in a row or 7 out of 8 in the playoffs. So to me, it looked very makeable. And let's face it, it hit the post. It wasn't like the kid missed it wider. It was a long shot. I think that was Freeman telling his defense he believed in them, wanting to get the points when he could. Don't give Ohio State the chance to make a big play. Ohio State, again, so talented. You know, the number of 5 stars they had compared to Notre Dame, it was ridiculous. I'll say it again. Notre Dame had very slim to very little to none margin for error in that game. And yet they still managed to get a takeaway. Which was remarkable. Mm-hmm. They led the nation in takeaways this year, 33. They still found a way to do that against a very sure-handed, red-hot Ohio State team. Again, I can't say enough for the Irish to get that game back within one score. I know they're not into moral victories, but when it's 31-7 and TV sets are turning off and you're thinking, here we go again, 2012. But no, not this Notre Dame team. They found a way. They were resourceful. They got that takeaway. Their offense came to life. and they made that a ball game, and they put the onus back on Ohio State to make plays.
And then, like you said, Jeremiah Smith, single coverage. That kid is just a phenomenal talent, absolutely unbelievable talent. Cannot wait to see him even more at college, but at the next level, he is going to be fascinating to watch. Mike, let's paint with some broad strokes here and finish up. I'll let Tyler finish up, but give us a couple nuggets that we can chew on in the offseason. What do you look for? I mean, we're going to see, I'll call it what it is, free agency. What do you expect to see? Just give us a little bit of a sneak preview of something that you might be chewing on here as we go into the spring.
Well, I think there's a heightened awareness of the transfer portal. You know, college football knows it's there and seen it, and everybody just kind of nodded and went, okay. But I don't think we had the heightened awareness. I don't think we had the blazing headlines that maybe we're realizing we should have. Because if you look at The Ohio State, for all the in-state talent and the development there, Will Howard, the quarterback who set a record for completions in a row, Kansas State transfer, Quinshon Judkins, the game's leading rusher, 100 yards and two rushing touchdowns and a receiving touchdown, Old Miss transfer, Caleb Downs, spotless in coverage, extremely exceptional with five tackles in the secondary for Ohio State, Alabama transfer, and then on the flip side, Riley Leonard, the Duke transfer for Notre Dame. I think we're going to pay much closer attention to college football free agency. I think the headlines will be bigger. I think the demand on the players will be larger. The paychecks will be bigger. We have a second portal window coming up the third week of April, and all eyes will be tuned in. I know the Georgia fans will. They're looking at their roster saying, okay, the odds makers say Georgia is right now the third favorite behind Ohio State and Texas to win next year's national championship. But that's counting on the Dogs to add some free agents. They got to figure out how to get them and who are they going to take them from. So retention bigger than ever. So to me, that's one thing. Two, we're going to continue to talk about this playoff and the automatic seedings. I mean, we had the number 7 and 8 seed playing for the national title. What that tells me is that the seeding wasn't accurate. So I think we need to look closer at some of these automatic bids and higher seeds for conference champions from lesser conferences. We also need to look at the path. I mean, no offense to Penn State. I was impressed with them. But at the end of the day, they lost their conference championship game, and they were essentially rewarded with a home game against SMU and then a neutral site game against Boise State. That shouldn't be a pathway to the Final Four of college football, if you ask me. Meanwhile, Ohio State, Tennessee, and Oregon are all playing in the first or second round. Something went wrong there. So we need to look at how the teams are ranked, and I think we need to pay much closer attention to retention and the transfer portal this spring.
Mike, just real quick, do you think, you know, a yes, no, but like, are they going to actually make a change to the seeding going into next season, do you think? Or do you think we're going to have one more year as is?
I think we're going to have one more year as is with some very loud complaints. As I understand, all the conferences have to be on board. And if you're the Mountain West Conference or the Big 12 or the ACC, you're probably not wanting to get rid of the format. You're pretty happy to be eating at the same table as everybody else, even if you should be at the little kids table. So we only got one more year, guys. You just got to know that and think about the alternative. You know, this thing was kind of thrown together to give us a 12-team playoff in what was supposed to be the last 2 years of a 4-team playoff. So we're kind of playing with house money here. If you like the result and you like the extra games, some people might say, I might have been better off with a 4-team playoff. Well, we wouldn't have had these two teams in it, so hard to say how that would have worked out. Bottom line, 2026, things are going to be different, very different. We might see a 16-team playoff. We might see a 14-team playoff. We might see guaranteed bids to certain conferences. We'll definitely see a different seeding process. As far as the 13-member college football playoff committee and how they do their rankings, I would love to see more transparency with that. I think we have to have it. And I think it would be must-see TV if they broadcast their 30-minute meetings. I'm giving them the recipe here for some high ratings and advertising. Open that room up. Let's hear who's lobbying for what.
Michael, great stuff as always. Cannot thank you enough. The relationship continues. We're going to, you know, King football, whether it's NFL, it's certainly college, always a home here. Excellent job, Mike. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Marty, I got to ask you a question. Is it true that the Buffalo Bills have already been called for roughing the passer next week against Kansas?
Oh, man. Absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, my friend. Right, good job out of you. We appreciate it. And Nick Douglas, too, did an outstanding job in Atlanta, too. And we'll have more of him coming up in the days ahead. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, and we can do. I want you to save your LSU rant for the long segment. We got a shortened up segment here to sweep the bottom of the hour. You know where I want to go with you, Tyler, and you and I both love it. College hoops, bring it on, baby. I mean, that's the one thing. Once these NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl is gone, I'm telling you, we will load up on the college hoops. Keep an eye on the NBA, but I can't wait. I guess where I want to start with you is the SEC. I mean, we have been conditioned to just, you know, hey, it's all football. Alabama, Kentucky over the weekend, not a bad game. 102-97 Crimson Tide. Nate Oates doing a great job. Georgia, total reclamation. Crean couldn't get it done. The Georgia Bulldogs are relevant. Tennessee, Auburn. Florida is on the rise. The SEC is making people, you know, take a double and triple look at what they're throwing out there. And I think Mark Pope, as much as I love Coach Cal, and of course Arkansas, I mean, a little bit of a factor. You know, Cal will get it done there. He'll cut some corners, but he'll get it done ultimately, and then he'll walk off into retirement. Your thoughts right now about college basketball? And the other thing I want to throw out there is, I don't think anybody's afraid of Connecticut right now. I don't think anybody's afraid of Connecticut. And Rick Pitino, by the way, at St. John's has got a team that could make some noise if they could learn to make a free throw. Let me hear. College hoops. You ready for it? Let's go.
I can't wait to really dive into it. It's been very hectic with everything going on with all the football. College football is now behind us, and this is that time of year where I really start to dive back into it and get myself acclimated with what's going on. What I can say is I think that with NIL coming to college sports as a whole, it's why we're seeing a lot more, you know, the playing field get a little bit more leveled out, why we're seeing a lot of these SEC teams who have big pockets in the top 25 where they are. For me, UConn, look, is anyone scared of them now? No. But, you know, nothing really matters. And, I mean, of course it matters, but when it's March is when it matters. And, you know, they have a team that's won multiple national titles in the past couple of years. They're on back-to-back right now. And I think that experience and the coaching experience will come into play at that point in the season. But they got to hold it together until then. Five losses, I mean, that's crazy for a team of this stature with the expectations that they had going into the season. I have currently a future on Alabama to win the whole thing. I put it in, 2 weeks into the season. I love what Coach Oates has going on in that program. Offensively, they were an absolute, you know, they were just so dangerous in last season's tournament. They always shoot the three well. They play a very fast-paced brand of basketball. And it's also cool to see a team like Iowa State. We've spoken about this many, many times. Those Midwest teams play such fundamental basketball. They defend well. They always have a couple passes before a shot's going up. There's not much ISO play. And, you know, they're sitting at 15-2. But, I mean, even Auburn, man, I mean, they've been so close, it feels like, for the last couple of years under Bruce Pearl, where, you know, is this the year that they can finally get it done? Another team that is just very dynamic. They always have athletes. They shoot the three well historically since he's taken over as coach. And, you know, it's just very interesting to see how things will play out. And I couldn't be more excited to dive back into college hoops.
Yeah, the other head scratcher, go to the Big 12, Kansas. I mean, Iowa State absolutely pasted them. Bill Self's got his work cut out there. You want to talk about an inconsistent team. And the big fella, Dickerson, my Lord. I mean, there are nights where he doesn't even show up. I mean, he looks like a clod out there, for crying out loud. So, you know, the Big 12, it's interesting. And, you know, circle it now. Saturday at noon Central, you're going to see Arizona State host Iowa State. Iowa State, after they blew out Kansas, they got beat on the road at West Virginia. That's another team to keep an eye on. The Mountaineers, when they're healthy, and DeVries, the coach there, and his kid, who did not play against Iowa State, and they still beat a very, very good Iowa State team. I look right now around the country, and I say exactly what you just alluded to. You want to be playing your best ball mid to late February into March. You really and truly do. I remember Coach Cal used to preach, and I've heard other coaches say it, Pitino and others. They want to get through January because this is where conference play really locks in, and you want to stay healthy and get ready to mount a February-March run. And the key ingredients, you know, to have a team that can make a deep run in that tournament is you got to be talented, you got to be healthy, you have to be well coached, and you need some luck. And that's true, it. Tyler.
It is.
You really do. You need luck once that tournament draw comes out. It is just you need a little bit of little pixie dust sprinkled on you. No question about it. Let me hear.
100%. I mean, we see it every single season. You know, there's always a team that makes what's deemed as a Cinderella run, and you know that doesn't happen because they have better players. It's all about coming together at the right time, being well coached, not being afraid of the moment, taking advantage of your opportunities in that moment, not looking past anybody. And, you know, those factors are characteristics of a team that get developed now. They don't just come about in March. The teams that make it all the way, the teams that get to the Final Four, that have those upsets, and the teams that get upset, you know, they develop the characteristics right now as a team. So it's interesting to see, you know, paying attention now, these games all matter every single week. And you can figure out, you know, who a team is by how they approach games in January. How they handle being down 15 or 20 to an unseeded team that, you know, while they're at home now, because those things will happen. And when you see teams flounder in those moments, it's something to keep an eye on down the road versus you see a team come back on a big moment on the road, at home, whatever it is. you know, those are things to pay attention to as well. We got some good games tonight as well. Tennessee at home against Mississippi State, 8.5 point favorite. It's at 6 versus 14. And even Alabama. I mean, Alabama's only an 11-point favorite at home against a Vanderbilt team, but Vanderbilt's 15-3. They have the exact same record. So two big SEC matchups tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, one on ESPN2, the other on the SEC Network. So I'll be tuning into those for sure. It's time, baby. We're here. College Hoops is here.
And you got Texas and Missouri. Don't look now. Mizzou's 15-3, and they're right there in the top tier of the SEC. So you're right. The one thing that's driving me nuts, though, is and Fran McCaffrey's the biggest culprit of this. I don't want to hear Big Ten coaches, you know, bitching about having to go out to the West Coast and play. You're a 20-team conference. You're no longer the Big Ten. You're going to play out West. Oregon's going to come East and play Rutgers, and they're going to, you know, and they're, you know, you're going to have to go to Penn State and Maryland. It's just, look, you can't, they want their cake and eat it. These coaches are making a boatload of money.
So soft.
And who wants to hear that? You're a 20-team conference. You got California teams in your conference, and you got Oregon up there in the Pacific Northwest. Nobody wants to listen to this.
They think they're getting paid millions of dollars to sit at home? I mean, come on.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, they're worried about, oh, you know, our budgets are being stretched. Well, you know what? Then don't do the expansion. So they want it both ways, and it's just I don't want to hear it. I mean, complaining about a road trip out west, okay? And by the way, Mick Cronin's finally getting UCLA squared away. They put an absolute beating on Iowa last week. All right, we'll come back more. We'll do some more college hoops, and we got a lot to get to, and then we're going to hear Tyler on college football. Interesting points coming up right here on Overnight.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need. Celebrate responsibly.
right, Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America. Dominic Jimenez along the way. Tyler Levine locked and loaded. Down the home stretch we go. 2-minute drill before the top of the hour. Excuse me. I'm dying here, guys. Sorry. Before the top of the hour, we'll get the 2-minute drill, and then I'll get some more medicine in me. Holy smokes. Love this flu season. It's wonderful. All right. Enough complaining out of me. Tyler, I want to continue on the college hoops theme for a moment. Mid-majors. You know, we've had the great Butler runs. We had the George Masons. We had, a handful of, you can't go. I mean, people say, well, UConn. No, UConn's not a mid-major. But
St. Pete's,
we've had those miracle rides and stuff like that. When you think mid-majors, immediately I go to, the Horizon League. I go, but listen, there's some, the Missouri Valley Conference, this Drake Bulldog team is very, very dangerous. Interesting story there. I don't know. We had the Loyola Chicago run with Sister Jean.
Yale.
What's that? Yale. Yeah. I love the mid-majors. I really do. Do you follow them as closely? I do. I'll be honest with you. On a Saturday, if I'm sitting around and if there's an epic matchup, but I love the mid-majors. I really do. And you can't put Marquette in there. Creighton, you can't anymore because they've now ascended to the Big East. These used to be mid-majors too. I don't know. That to me is the beauty of college basketball, is when you get the David and Goliath matchups. Give me a quick hit on the mid-majors.
I love them come March. And up until then, it's tough just because with all the soccer that goes on from August through May with, there's FA Cup, League Cup, Champions League, all of Europe top five right. leagues. And then you throw in just regular college hoops, NBA, NFL, NHL, it becomes a lot. But I'm with you. If there is, not a game on and I see, two Ivy League teams squaring up, of course I'm going to throw it on. I love sports. I love those storylines, though, and I love – come March, picking them in the brackets to make the runs. And it's one of the most magical things in all of sports. You cannot recreate March Madness, the Cinderella stories that we get to see unfold. And paying attention to those type of games now, especially when they play some of these bigger schools, is what can give you an edge when you're picking those Cinderella stories come March for bracket season.
Yeah, you got to pay attention. I'll give you another one, Dayton. The University of Dayton Flyers. I'm telling you,
they always make some noise.
You just don't want to catch them. And the thing that I like about these teams is their ability to, be patient with the basketball. They defend like crazy. They'll get you into a half court game or they'll go up tempo. And most of these mid majors, I don't know what it is, but they always have some kid, usually from the Midwest, who can absolutely light up the 3-point arc. I'm telling you right now,
That's what I love about it is when you see a team on paper with guys with no NIL deals, they're there on whatever scholarship or no scholarship that, they will never play in the league. And they go up against a team like Kentucky who is, these guys are one and duns. They're going to the league. It's a sure shot, lottery picks left and right. And you think to yourself, how could it be possible that this group of guys beats this group of guys? And it's because of what you just mentioned. They defend, they shoot the three well, they pass, they move the ball around, and they play fundamental basketball. And it's always a sweet reminder that individual talent will never beat a collective group of guys buying in and playing the game the way it's supposed to be played. And that is what I love about the mid-majors, especially come March.
Do you remember Oakland University a couple years ago?
Of course, man. These runs are some of the guy last year. Who was it last year? What was the team last year? The dude who couldn't miss from three. It was Oakland, right? Oakland.
It was Oakland. Was it last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my God.
Last year.
And Jimmer Fredette when he was at BYU, big school.
My
but the
God.
Same. The same thing.
The best,
but
man.
the kid from Oakland just absolutely could not miss.
Yeah,
and then
insane.
They show the mother and the father and his kid's sister. I mean, that's what I love about the pageantry of college basketball. I'm telling you,
I mean, think
love
about
March.
Steph Curry, if he didn't perform the way he did in March, we might never know who he is
Davidson.
When he's playing for Davidson.
Think about it. Yeah. Think about it. I mean, they're in the Atlantic 10. I mean, every once in a while, there's one every year. You have to pay attention and watch some games. And that's the beauty, shameless shill here for ESPN Plus, that you can see any game you want. You can watch anybody. You can absolutely watch anybody. If they're not on the regular mothership or one of the, you know, ESPNU, the Deuce, ESPN, blah, blah, ESPN News, they'll put play-by-play up. But they throw everything up on ESPN Plus. You can't miss the game.
Think about Steve Nash, too. Like, if we want to go throwing it back, Santa Clara University, like that, it's where he made his name. It's where people really noticed him. It's like people don't realize it, but a lot of the guys who are the top guys in the NBA – didn't go to these blue blood schools. You know, obviously a handful of them did, and a lot of them did, but there's a lot of these guys. I mean, where did Damian Lillard go? Weber State? And look at him. I mean, he's what, fourth on the all-time three-pointers list? And these are where the true pros come from. Not all of them, of course. I'm not going to generalize, but you go look at your favorite NBA players right now and where they went to college, or just go down the list of all-timers. I mean, you'd be surprised at where some of these guys went to school.
No question. All right, I'll take you back. Are you ready for this one? The Chicago Bulls dynasty, right?
Yep.
Michael Jordan, probably the centerpiece, right?
Yep.
Pippen, Scottie Pippen have a big role on that team?
I would say so. Some argue that without him, there would be no Jordan, so.
Okay, I'll buy some of what you're selling. Was Dennis Rodman part of that great dynasty?
Yep, and he was working at an airport.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Scottie Pippen went to Central Arkansas, and
Rodman was what?
If I'm not mistaken, and Rodman went to Southeast. Good job out of you, Tyler. Southeastern Oklahoma. Stop and think about that. And that's the beauty of it. I'm telling you, that is the number one, I think, ingredient that college basketball has is there is talented players. They miss. It's tough to miss on football, guys. I don't know what it is. Because you got you have 80 guys suiting up, and if you make a mistake on a guy, you can bury him, or you know you pull his scholarship or whatever they do. You know, they just jettison them. They find a way. But in basketball, all it takes is a couple of high profile guys. I mean, guys that were not high profile, were not McDonald's All Americans, played in the bushes, played in these obscure places. And the fact of the matter is they're either a step too slow, they're a little bit undersized, but they, you know, you can't measure the heart, they say. You know, there's no tape measure for the heart. And that, to me, is why college basketball is so amazing, because guys can get into a program and they can it takes one or two, sometimes three guys that come in highly, you know, transfers or recruits. And this is going to make the transfer portal very interesting, if not annoying. It's going to be good when your team gets a player from somebody else, but it's going to bother you to no end when you lose a key guy. But the fact of the matter is you can turn around a basketball program so quick. All it takes is a couple of guys, Tyler. You know
that's
that.
That's it. I mean, Pippen, what, fifth overall pick, first round, Central Arkansas? I mean, that's just insane.
Yeah, I think they open their season every year or a few years against Houston Baptist. I mean, you know, come on now. And that's fine. I'm not picking on the school. God knows I'm not going after the Almighty. But they toil in relative, obscurity. It's unbelievable. All right, let's turn our attention. You won't have enough time to do it in the two-minute drill. Ohio State, unbelievable national championship, but you're annoyed. Why is that? Just because of what this... Yeah, I want to hear this.
Here's
good.
Here's my thing. Ohio State was by far the most deserving team to win it. In a 4-team playoff, they wouldn't have had a chance, but we had the 12-team playoff, which is what's best for the sport, and they proved everybody wrong. They went on an unbelievable run, and they are by far the most deserving team to have won it this season. Mm-hmm. Where my frustration comes is you go on Instagram, you go on Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is, and everyone's talking about, you know, is this one of the best teams ever? Is this the best run ever? Is this the most, you know, unbelievable team, the most deserving national championship that we've seen, you know, because it was a 12-team playoff? And I'm sitting back and thinking to myself, do people not remember 2019 LSU? Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Jefferson? Are people, is it that much of a recency bias? Because I'll read through just how dominant that team was real quick. Ohio State had, what, two losses? LSU had zero. They had 15 games and never trailed in the fourth quarter. They were down double digits one time. It was in the national championship against Clemson, 17-7. They then outscored them 35-8. 7-0 versus top 10 teams that season, 4-0 versus the top five. They won all four games against the preseason top four, three of which came in their final three games when it all mattered. The other one was Alabama on the road with Tua. And then when you look at this stat, which is probably the most alarming of all, Clemson, Oklahoma, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia went 60-4 combined against everybody else. LSU beat them all by an average of 20 points. Mind you, they also had the Heisman, the receiver of the year, cornerback of the year, AP offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, and coach of the year. So in what realm does this Ohio State team compare to that?
You can't go there.
You can't. You cannot. That discussion cannot be had. It is not a debate. I will not hear anyone out. They scored more points than any team has ever scored in history as well. I mean, there is zero argument. Zero. None. And if for someone to even mention this Ohio State team who lost to Michigan at home, putting up 10 points is 3 points. I mean, it's asinine to even throw these two teams into the same conversation. But with that being said, I don't want this rant to make anyone think that I don't think that this Ohio State team was the most deserving team by far. They were the best team in college football for me, no doubt.
And they got hot at the right time. They really did. What was weird and ironic was the best thing that got their attention was losing to Michigan. There's no way. They became a very easy collection of college kids to coach at that point. I'll guarantee you Ryan Day had it very easy. All he had to say was, guys, we are now singing for our supper. We are absolutely right now being questioned. And I'm telling you, he didn't have to do much coaching. I'm not saying he didn't coach, but I'm just saying he didn't have to do much coaching because they knew. They knew. They heard.
And this was the expectation, though. That's what I also – like. They have, a $10 million roster? Like, that was the expectation. It was national championship.
It was $20 million.
If they didn't win, it would be a cataclysmic failure. So, like, when you spend $20 million on a roster and have two losses, like, I'm not – like, what else was supposed to happen this year in college football? This was what was in the cards. This was it. It was this or the whole staff is gone. So they did what they were supposed to do. They took care of the business as they were supposed to. They lived up to expectations. I don't think they surpassed expectations at all. They lived up to expectations. This is what it was supposed to be. This is what was expected. I don't think anyone is or should have been surprised.
Well, the turning point was the loss to Michigan. But the one barometer game where you had to come to the conclusion that they were going to just be a beast and find their way to Atlanta and into last night's national championship. Having lost out at Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon by 2 or whatever it was, 35-33, whatever it was, what they did to Oregon in the postseason was unbelievable. They just absolutely destroyed them, obliteration. And that told me all I needed to know about Ohio State.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I knew it after they played Tennessee that it was, I mean, They stomped them. That was it. I didn't think Oregon stood a chance going through that game after what we saw against Tennessee. They got hot at the right time, and they lived up to expectations. Good for them. Happy for Ryan Day, I guess. But, you know, let's see. Let's see how NIL fares for all these other teams. Are they going to run it back? Still a lot of questions there. But for now, I mean, the best team won, and that's it. And I think that there's something to be said about that. And, you know, things ended the way that they were supposed to, I guess.
And I think you and Mike Griffith had it spot on. You did. They're going to leave it alone for one more year. Then they're going to address it. They're going to go to 16, bare minimum. I've even heard rumors of 24. That might be too big a leap, too big of a chunk to bite off. But that's where it's headed. We're coming back. 2-minute drill straight ahead. Presented by Geico. Get more with Geico. Coming right back.
Change the way things are.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
All right, talking the world of sports, putting a wrap on this hour here on Sports Overnight America. Jeff and Jen Rich from Phoenix, alternating hours throughout the overnight. West Coast, they'll bring it to you live, and away you go. I believe at 10 p.m. Pacific on Sports Overnight America. College hoops tonight, Iowa State, Central Florida, Texas, Mizzou. Who did you have, Tyler? Alabama, you said, was playing whom?
Alabama's playing Vanderbilt.
I did see that.
11.5-point favorites at home. Not too far off from Tennessee at home against a ranked opponent. So I think Vegas might be expecting Vanderbilt to hold their own tonight.
All right. NFL playoffs, we didn't talk. We took a respite. What are you thinking first glance, real quick, on the weekend?
Oh, man. What I'm thinking is that the Bills are going to need to outplay the refs and the Chiefs. But I think they get it done. I think this is Josh Allen's year. I really am feeling good about the Commanders. I am. I don't think that. I mean, the one concern is if you can stop Saquon, you can stop this team. Oh, I'll put it that way. So that's a big problem. That's a huge thing to do. But look, I think that it can be done. Jaden Daniels is playing at a different level. I want the Commanders to win. The Eagles might just be too much right now. They're a 6-point favorite. So let's see.
That offensive line for the Eagles, when they get off the ball and they give him just a sliver of daylight, Tyler Levine, he is gone. He is playing at a level. I mean, this is Gale Sayers, Barry Sanders, you name it.
Who he was, though. It's just the Giants are that bad.
Right, and that's my point. And we saw, let me tell you, we saw glimpses of it in college. But let me tell you something. Right now, with that offensive line getting off the ball, once they give him just a sliver of daylight, he's gone. It's just unbelievable. Hey, excellent work, Tyler. Great job. Want to thank Mike Griffith, Dominic Jimenez. Outstanding job as always. Stay with us throughout the overnight. We appreciate you. Love you for listening. Enjoy your Tuesday into your early Wednesday here on Sports Overnight. Adios.